The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
What do you want, Bella?
What every girl wants. Diamonds. Nathaniel, we know you have the diamonds.
Would I be sitting in this place with a load of diamonds?
We'll be back. You can count on it.
I must say, Soren, you have gone out of your way to do this. So, what haven't you told me?
You're going with me to Johannesburg.
We had planned on waiting until Kate was back on her feet to get you into the force, but you're already proving to be an asset to us.
How do you feel about getting an orientation sometime this week? We'll work up an agenda to give you plenty of notice and set up a meeting.
Sounds good to me.
You have the most powerful man in the galaxy as your prisoner. Who knows what awaits you on Titan?
I know exactly what awaits me. I am not the least bit concerned.
Hatch door opening. Stand by for quarantine session.
That won't be necessary, Commander. We're not going to Boldabar.
Then why did you dock for inspection?
We're here for the Russian.
And now, episode 109, The Russia Connection.
Commander, stand by for ventilation purging. Your capsule only has 2 minutes of air. I am dropping the overhead emergency air mask. Please place the mask firmly over your nose and mouth and secure the head straps by pulling...
I got this, George.
My apologies. I never thought we would have to use the Fraser system. I just wanted to give it the full treatment. Air index is within normal limits. You may remove your mask and breathe normally.
We're going to need to secure you guys.
May I suggest the heavy-duty zip ties in drawer B-17?
Yes, you may.
Commander, why do you think these men came after Specialist Vlad armed?
Because I have a feeling he wasn't going to go with them voluntarily. They sound like they might be his countrymen.
Dialect analysis indicates that the one who spoke is from the same region on planet 310. It is called Russia.
Well, this is definitely the same area as Vlad. Do you detect anyone else on their ship?
No other life forms detected. This vessel is a short-range scout. It does not have the capability for a surface landing.
That means their mothership must be close by.
That would be a logical assumption, Commander.
Send a sit rep to the controller. Advise him we will need to transport these two to Boldabar stockades. Also, alert him to send a Space Marine patrol in case their mothership comes calling on us.
I will prepare the report. Commander, it appears that our guests are reviving.
Relax, both of you. There's no need to struggle. You're not going anywhere. Yet.
What happened?
Hey, you two took a little nap.
It was that robot Fraser who did this.
I am Robonaut 4.
Then who is Fraser?
Fraser is a security code for time to take a nap. Now, why are you two after Vlad?
That is none of your concern, Commander.
Vlad is a crew member on this station, and as such, it is my concern. You both are apparently from his home country, so I assume it's personal in nature?
Commander, a registry search of their vessel indicates that it is a registered scout vessel with IDF credentials.
IDF? You two are with the Defense Force?
Da, now entice and tell us where Vlad is on Boldabar.
I'm not doing anything until I find out from Controller 3 who you two work for.
We are on the same side, Commander.
I'm sorry, but anyone who boards my station with charged weapons is not on my side.
It was necessary precaution, Commander. We did not think Vlad would cooperate.
We could not take any chances.
I don't know what you think Vlad did, but to get assigned to this station, he had to undergo an extensive background check.
Tell me, does he have a tattoo on his forearm?
Yes, he does. Why?
Is it a tattoo of a bull?
No, it's a bear. He told me it was the animal mascot of his homeland.
Are you certain it was not a bull?
I am quite familiar with both species, and I can assure you, that is a bear.
Commander, I have been accessing data files on Russian members of the IDF. Facial recognition scanning indicates that both are members of the IDF's intelligence branch, meant to infiltrate Earthbound Russian intelligence. I have sent the information to your hand device.
Thanks, George.
George? Is this another one of your coded tricks?
No. Robo 4 is his model number, but we call him George.
Commander, further research indicates that a bull tattoo might indicate that the bearer is a high-ranking member of the Bratva.
That is correct. We believe that Vlad has ties to organized crime and may be involved in Rage plot to destroy the communication grid on Earth.
Well, I can tell you right now, you've got the wrong guy. It is like I just said. He underwent an extensive background check before being assigned to this station.
It appears he neglected to provide IDF with the complete personnel file.
Commander, headquarters has confirmed the identity of these two, and it is as they have stated. However, we are to detain them until an IDF transport arrives. They are in violation of boarding protocol and will be turned over to internal affairs.
Thank you, George. Notify Vlad that he needs to check in with headquarters. I hate to hear his vacation is ruined by some heavy-handed thugs.
Yes, Commander.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid I'll have to leave the plastic bracelets on for right now.
Who approaches?
It is I, Lenora, my Supreme Controller.
Guards, leave us!
So it's true. You're not really a prisoner.
I take it Simon has confided in you.
Yes? Is Simon really helping you escape?
Escape? I'd prefer to think of it as strategic relocation. But yes, he is assisting me. I suppose he told you to still display your displeasure with him around Rogers.
Yes. He told me that Rogers would not hesitate to collect the reward on you that the IDF had issued.
We grow closer to the Titan system. It will only be a matter of hours before we are separate company. What exactly is it you seek on Titan IV?
I'm returning home to continue my search for my father.
Is there family there?
No, I'm the only one who remains.
Hence the need to find your father. Listen, my child. Family is where you find it.
What does that mean?
Surround yourself with people of like mind and purpose. Develop trust. When you can do that, then you have family.
Well, I must say, I didn't expect to hear the great Lister offering philosophic advice.
You would be wise, my friend, to listen more often.
Speaking of developing trust and family, have you heard from Wi-Fi lately?
Do not mention that name again. As you've learned, Lenore, sometimes family can turn on you.
When one's external family is built on treason, distrust, and deceit, then one should expect a lack of loyalty.
Then what is the difference if real family abandons you? Nothing stings more than flesh and blood turning their back on you.
As for your father, you don't know the whole story. You need to prepare yourself for the possibility that he was killed in battle, or perhaps suffered a head injury and has lost his memory.
Or perhaps he didn't want the burden of a daughter and ran like a coward.
This bores me. Simon, is your ship prepared to take me to Titan III?
Do not concern yourself with these matters. As soon as we arrive at Titan IV, Rogers will release my ship and we will be soon on our way.
Take me with you.
I thought you were searching for your father.
Lord Lister is right. My family is what I make it.
Titan III is no place for someone like you. You would have no place to stay, nor would you have means of support.
It pains me to agree with Simon, but your purpose would be best served on Titan IV. If you do not continue with your chosen path, you always regret not going.
Well, Lister, this is a first. You and I are in agreement. Lenora, go to Titan IV and continue your search. If you don't, then you will always wonder if the evidence you seek was left behind.
I'll go to Titan IV, but once I've exhausted my search, I will seek you out, Lord Lister. I'm prepared to serve you.
Attention all personnel. Prepare for the orbital insert to the Titan IV system. Secure all loose items and return to your assigned seating and prepare for 0G.
What about me?
I suggest you hold tightly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you seen Mac or Hernandez yet?
Mac's making a copy of the fire marshal's report for you, and Hernandez went back to the scene to meet the owner. He's hoping the owner might recollect any customers that might have either been acting suspicious or inquired about some of the missing items.
Good. You can start on the surrounding surveillance cameras.
Not a problem. I have some of our other people in Homeland doing just that. I can go down and look busy.
Or you could go down and actually look at the footage for something suspicious. If these guys are tied in with the St. Louis bombings, they should show some unusual characteristics.
You mean like someone wearing an old 1940s suit and fedora?
I'm sure after the St. Louis fiasco that they got their intel right this time. Just look for someone that seems a little out of place. There might be two of them. One to distract the help and the other to case the place.
What did Holiday have to say about getting our site set up?
He's sending out a team this morning to inspect the building. They've contacted the Park Service and let them know that the feds will be involved in a small operation there and will need their full cooperation.
I imagine that will cause some concern on their part.
The park rangers?
Yeah. Feds moving in, and they have to keep people away from the site. Stay quiet about it. Everything you wouldn't want to tell someone to keep them away.
Once they get their department heads on board, I don't think there'll be a problem. I mean, they're going to go with the drug sting operation cover story. I'm sure they're professional enough to avoid an interfering with the federal drug op.
Let's hope so.
Did you talk to Pierman yet about the missing Model 19s?
He's looking into it, but as far as he knows, nothing recent is going missing.
Well, you said earlier that the way you tracked down Agent Barnes' shooter was from a missing M19 from an IDF medical unit.
Yes, but of all those weapons are now accounted for. He said he'd keep digging. Here comes Mac. I'm heading down to look for surveillance videos.
Okay.
He off to look at surveillance footage?
Yeah.
Good training. Here, I made a copy of the arson report for you.
Arson? So he's definitely ruled it arson.
Yes, ma'am. Seems like the fire alarms were disabled and a trace of accelerant was detected at the source of the fire. The owner was lucky that someone saw the fire and called it in, or he could have lost everything.
I understand that Hernandez is at the scene with the owner?
Yeah, we're hoping that he'll remember something suspicious. Hernandez also has a mugshot database on his tablet of known arsonists. Maybe we'll get lucky and he'll recognize someone.
Well, it seems for now we have enough manpower on this one. I have a complaint here on a business on Lomborg. Why don't you take this one? If something further develops here, I can assign someone else.
Let's see. Oh yeah, I know this guy. We dealt with him once before. I can take it.
Thanks, and like I said, if something comes up on the arson case, I'll put you back.
Sounds good.
Richards.
Cap, we might have a lead on the two suspects.
Two suspects?
The owner didn't recognize any of our mugshots. But when I asked him about anyone suspicious, he remembered something.
Great. What was so unusual about these two?
They expressed interest in some high-dollar items.
Like the ones that are missing?
Exactly. The other thing was that he had a very specialized clientele. He had never seen these guys before, and he said they had a strange accent.
A Bollamer person saying someone had a strange accent?
You think we have an accent?
Let me just say that if there were such a thing as a translator for accents, I'd use it. Did he have any idea what kind of accent they had?
He just said they definitely weren't from around here. I'm bringing him in to sit with our sketch artist. Hopefully we can get a lead from it.
Good work, Detective Hernandez. Thank you. Or should I say, thank Manu.
You noted.
Kelly Merritt to see Director Holiday.
Go right in.
Thank you. Director?
Kelly, come in. I'm so glad you could make it on such short notice.
Well, it's easy with a built-in babysitter.
Hi, Kelly. I'm Barb O'Neill. Glad to meet you.
Same here. It's nice to put a face to a voice.
So Horace is babysitting?
Well, both of the kids are old enough to take care of themselves, but it's nice to have someone there.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you.
First of all, I can't tell you how happy we are to have you on the team.
Really?
Yes, really. We spent a tremendous amount of resources keeping tabs on you and fabricating stories to cover up operations. What exactly was it that convinced you that something wasn't right?
It wasn't one thing. It was an accumulation of many things, and they just didn't add up.
You really took us on a ride when you sent your Aunt Karen on a trip to Minnesota with your phone for us to track.
I had a feeling I was being followed. Aunt Karen was only gone for the weekend, and we have the house phone if anyone really needed to contact me. It gave me time to fully inspect the monument.
The Roosevelt Stip?
Yes, and when I was able to open the door and see the insides, well, I knew I was going to be in for a big shock.
If you want to talk about a big shock, I think you gave your dad and Pierman a pretty big one when you walked out of the stip in Pierman's warehouse.
I was pretty much in shock myself at that point.
Well, I hope you've had time to adjust to all of this.
It's a lot to take in, but I'm getting used to it.
You've done extremely well, just like Kate did.
Is there any news?
If they have stuck to their time schedule, they'll be en route to us now.
To the alternate Earth?
Yes. You're familiar with it?
Only that it exists. So, if there is an alternate Earth and it has an alternate Mayo Clinic, is there an alternate Kelly Merritt?
No. We share the same space in different dimensions. Almost all things built here are built there. We don't really understand why, other than we share the same space and must influence each other more than we can explain.
But the randomness of conception and birth prohibits true doppelgangers.
That's good. There are some people I'd hate to encounter in two forms. When do you think I could see her?
I'd say within a day or two of her arrival. Now, we need to talk about your possible duties with the agency.
Which agency? Homeland or the IDF?
The IDF. We want you to maintain your current job and lifestyle while working for us.
Have you considered working with Jim Barnes after he sets up his PI business?
It would make working for you guys easier, but even though I'm in a thankless job, the pay's very good.
We will more than compensate you, so money won't be an issue.
But it will. How will I explain to the IRS the pay increase going from a high-profile law firm to a one-man private eye company?
That's what we really like about you, Kelly. You're always thinking.
We will siphon off what you would owe the IRS for pay above what Jim will show as your salary. So you'll pay taxes on what he pays you, and we'll pay taxes on what we pay you.
I suppose that's fair.
Good. Now let's talk about what you'll be doing for us.
Captain, we are fully established on course for alternate 310.
Very well. Lock on autopilot. All ahead full.
Aye, sir. All ahead full.
Hey, Kate's up and out of a chamber, but she's struggling a bit to walk.
How about I reduce to 1/2 G?
That might do it.
Roger that. Tika, reduce rotation to 22.5.
Reducing rotation by half.
We'll maintain 1/2 G for 2 time units. After that, increase rotation by 1 revolution per time unit.
I'll get that programmed in. That should be a gradual enough return to 1G to get her acclimated.
That's what I'm hoping.
That seems to be working. She's on her feet. We're going to try to come up to the bridge.
Sounds good.
That's amazing. I didn't expect her to be walking so soon.
She's pretty tough. And Doc Coe wouldn't have cleared her if he thought she couldn't do it.
I get the feeling that you won't be that relieved to get to this deep space step for their final leg to Earth.
Why do you say that?
Well, you and Barnes and Kate have been through a lot together. Do you remember the first time you met them together?
Do I ever? Talk about getting off on the wrong foot.
The Barnstormer! Hey, what's the plate?
The plate?
I think your translator needs an update there. What he said was, who's the dish? Nate, this is my law enforcement partner, Kate Hawk. Kate, this is Nathaniel, but he prefers Nate.
Nate.
Let me feast my eyes upon you, my dear. Humanoids such as us are hard to find on the lonely seas of space. So, Kate Hawk, what brings you to the outposts?
I'm here for some official training.
Well, I can certainly show you a thing or two.
I see there are no shortages of Nelsons in the galaxy.
Hey, look who I found wandering around your ship.
Hey, Nate. Hey, Tika.
Wow, you sound a lot better.
Thanks, but I still look like the return of the mummy.
Nah, you stole my favorite plate.
What?
I was telling Tika about the first time we met at that restaurant in Baldabar.
Not your best first impression.
I thought it was funny. I wish I'd been there.
Well, he's kind of grown on me since then.
Yeah, I guess saving your life a couple of times will do that.
Don't push it. Thanks for making me lighter on my feet.
It's what every woman wants.
Okay, now you're pushing it. So how long before we rendezvous with the deep space ship?
To borrow a phrase from my former captain, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
All right, am I going to have to step in between you two?
I must say, Captain Nate, you've picked up right where Captain Rogers left off. Kate, can I escort you down to the galley for a cup of your planet's best coffee?
Tika, I'd be delighted. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, if you'll excuse us.
Tika's right. You're more and more like Rick every day.
Is that so? Then I guess that means you'll be buying the next round.
All right, kids. For those of you wondering, are we there yet? We are.
Excellent. It will be good to get my feet on solid ground again.
Is your prisoner ready for transfer?
Not to worry. We can manage the transfer quite well, thank you. So, will you be taking Lenora to the surface?
No, my business is on the other side of Titan IV. There will be a cargo shuttle arriving to pick up a shipment for Landor. I've arranged for her to get a ride back with them.
I see. Is that close to your destination, Lenora?
Close enough.
Will there be someone there to meet you?
Your concern for my well-being is not really necessary. The last thing I desire is help from an IDF agent about to turn over my leader to the authorities.
Wow, I'm really touched, Simon.
Just because this young lady is misguided, there is no need for a lack of concern on my part. Lenora, I'm sure you are quite capable of taking care of yourself.
Don't worry about me, Tony Simon. I think you'd better worry about your prisoner.
You're quite right. I'd better go and prepare him for the transfer.
Sounds good to me, and I consider it square now.
If you have felt any obligation towards me, I assure you that you have more than fulfilled it. Lenora, best of luck to you, and I hope you find your father.
Whatever.
You need to prep for transfer. The Landor cargo ship will be docking shortly.
Do you think you'll be going to Titan III anytime soon?
Most of my business here on IV is done. I'm not coming back for a long time. I heard Titan IV is raising import tariffs by 20%. Not the kind of business I want to do. Why do you ask?
Once my business on IV is done, I might want to ride there.
Somehow, I have the feeling that it doesn't have anything to do with the search for your father.
Then you would be correct.
Don't tell me. You want to spring Lister loose.
Yeah, something like that.
Why does Lenora want to follow Simon to Titan III? What secret about Vlad do the two cosmonauts have? And how will the IDF use Kelly? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Titan III.